Meanwhile, another cruise ship company is holding the remaining passengers on board the MS Westerdam while they're screened for coronavirus. The ship allowed hundreds of passengers to disembark, but then it was revealed an American woman who was on the ship had later tested positive for the virus. The ABC's been told 10 Australians are among those still on board. The Westerdam was allowed to dock in Cambodia after being turned away from several other countries amid growing concerns about COVID-19, as Southeast Asia correspondent Amy Bainbridge reports.
Celebrations as passengers began disembarking the Westerdam on Friday were short-lived. News filtered through that one passenger had tested positive for coronavirus after catching a flight to Malaysia, and hundreds of passengers and crew remain on board the ship. The captain has told passengers the ship is not in quarantine, but is complying with a request from authorities to keep people on board until they're tested for coronavirus. Michael Bellinger from Tweed Heads in northern New South Wales is still waiting.
We were supposed to have been tested at 2:30 here. It is now like 2.5 hours later, and we still haven't been tested.
Some of the other passengers who managed to get off the ship are holed up in a hotel in the Cambodian capital, Phnom Penh, waiting for the results of tests. But hundreds of others have already left the country, including on a chartered flight to Malaysia with more than 140 people on board. There, an 83-year-old American woman tested positive to coronavirus when she arrived in the capital, Kuala Lumpur. Sanjaya Senanayake is a specialist in infectious diseases and associate professor of medicine at the Australian National University.
Other passengers who've left the Westerdam might have coronavirus, and they might potentially spread it in their travels home.
Were some incorrect decisions made in allowing people to disembark?
Look, that is a difficult one. I think with the gift of hindsight, it's obviously something that should have been done cautiously, perhaps with more discussion. And it's certainly something that needs to be strongly considered now before any other ship disembarks at a port.
Holland America has released a statement to say officials from the Cambodian Health Ministry are testing the 255 guests and 747 crew still on board. It says the process will take several days, and passengers who have returned home will be contacted by their local health departments and provided with more information.
Southeast Asia correspondent Amy Bainbridge reporting there.